She had a spirit of pure resistance and freedom, a tongue that could whip any word back into shape with arms stretched wide beyond the borders of Angola, a mind that could twist and turn any obstacle into an advantage, a woman, queen. This woman could not be duplicated, fixed perfectly with her deeds and strength of character. I ask you, have you ever seen the perfect epitome of a central image in African history? But there's no need to ask. My queen fits the description. Her intelligence, more so seen as a pathway to adapt, transform, or strategically see her advantages in complex situations. She was divine inspiration, deserved her well-earned affirmation, and by no mistake, she influenced resistance leaders of liberation struggles. There's so much to learn from a woman in power, including strength. Queen. My queen. Queen Nzinga. Power with words and an intellect that could rival anyone else's. My queen was educated, speaking with wit and intelligence. She was more than just a queen, but an angel to her country. A woman's resistance. Her abilities to stay strong, even in the midst of weakness. Strong woman. Women will learn from such nobility. Queen Nzinga, show what it meant to be independent, to have something going for yourself. And just when you think it's about to end, you realize a woman's strength is the crash of a wave against a shore, the gust of wind that could not be tamed, and the essence of a warrior, brighter than flames. You realize that maybe dreams do come true after all.